Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun! And see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here with a short message just to let you know that the next few episodes were originally recorded months ago as a Patreon-only special, and you'll hear us reference this throughout them. However, we've decided to release them to the public instead via the main show feeds. We hope you enjoy them. Stay safe, and keep looking out for one another. Thank you.
Welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast with me, your host, Lydia Nicholas. And with me today I have...
Bryn Monroe.
And...
Helen Gould.
And...
Alex Newell.
And a special guest...
James Ross!
Oh! Hey!
Who let him back in.
Yeah.
It's like, we should have changed
It's been so long.
Years.
It's been...
Your child is 50 years old.
Yeah. He's pretty big now. He's like your height. Twice. There's a lot
Gigantic baby!
He's huge! Take that, downtown Tokyo! Thomas refuses to get up and stop watching Paw Patrol, so he's just going to wet himself in your streets.
Do you really want to share that with our dozens of fans?
Yeah, yeah, my child deserves it. I'm sick of him. That's why I'm here.
Right, okay, and for this Patreon special,
we
are going back in time.
Wibbly 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 wib
How dare you disparage the time whale?
I just thought this is the first time that James and Helen have recorded together, I think.
No.
Yes,
it is.
Yeah. And so
it's only like the fourth time we've been in a room together.
This is going to be a real weird
energy. There's so
energy
much hair in the room, man.
There is so much personality.
It's going to be a real weird energy.
Yeah,
because I'm kind of competing with James because I'm like his replacement, so I'm like, no, yeah. I deserve this.
You should see the hand actions that came with that.
And yeah, so we're back in time. I'll frame it. You, if you are listening to this, spoilers, Sasha got stuck in the past and has had an interesting time setting up a school. And we are going to meet some of the kids that she was lucky enough to find in the aftermath of the dragoning.
Commandeering
your child.
I'm commandeering your child. Follow that other child. Oh, I've been waiting 50 years for someone to say that to me.
So I, who have already lost control of the proceedings,
Lydia's like, oh, I might go a bit quick.
I can see the people arrayed against you, Lydia. And control was never an option.
Yeah, and this is before I asked them to...
Take back control, Lydia. You're already living in the past. Why not?
I asked them to come up with whiny teens. And before we even get to that, they are rebelling, and I'm going to need to ground people. Which is very hard when you train people to jump out of windows. But yes, so I think if we can, I think, calm and maybe start. It's a sunny day in a beautiful Roman villa. You're at probably the top of a hill. I've forgotten Alex's description.
Rolling wheat fields nestled in a shallow valley with surrounding hills.
Okay.
The nearest civilization was a decent distance, but not insurmountable.
Right.
There was a single dusty track up to it. Mm-hmm. There was a large courtyard.
You're in the large courtyard. Yeah. Yeah. Practicing an acrobatics show for a nearby town. That is nearby.
Yes, it is.
It's not insurmountable. That you're going to be trialing next week. You're taking advantage of the cool weather in the morning, and you are squabbling as siblings are wont to do. You, in the middle of the flipping and the hooting and other horrific noises that come from your practice, you see the boss. Come out of her office and limp over and then lean on the edge of the villa wall and look down. This is maybe a time to...
All right, boss.
Yeah. All right, I was going to say, this may be a time to introduce your characters, but you can start. Like, yes.
But before we do, can I ask one thing? Just because in Alex's world, he needs to timeline things, just in case.
Yeah.
Age of the boss...
Well, like, 12 years older than she was.
Never ask a lady her age, Alex. Mm. She's 21.
Age category my of
mum,
the boss.
My mum has been 21 for the last 37 years.
Yeah, it's only 12 years afterwards.
Okay, that's fine. Now I can place you.
But the boss limps. There isn't as good healing magic in these times.
There really isn't.
And is, like, watching down. Why don't you introduce yourselves... with your names and personality traits, which were not a struggle to workshop at all.
I don't have one yet. I'll do it on the fly.
Okay. You definitely had a personality trait. And that personality trait was honking.
That's not a personality trait.
It's a lovely day in the villa and you had a horrible child.
That's it!
That is an equipment item.
You are... I'm going to start with Helen.
Okay, hi.
Yeah, Helen, you. What is your child self?
My child self is called Wild.
Aww.
I am 12 years old. I've written down, I am so great. I have a swanny whistle.
Oh.
And I'm very I'm also in possession of a stolen love letter.
Oh, my.
That's mine.
Not anymore. No.
Why does no one respect my personality? Why does no one respect my property? What is this, a den of thieves?
Because all property is theft. Yeah, that's why.
Bryn, how about you introduce your character?
My name is Maximus Decimus Brutus.
commander of the armies of the North. Loyal servant to the true Emperor of Rome, Marcus Aurelius.
I can't
Aurelius.
Believe I lost control.
Husband to a murdered wife, quickly. Father to a murdered son. And I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Lead me to the end!
Sorry, I really wanted to do that. I'm sorry, Lydia, I am.
Whenever somebody does that, I always expect them partway through when they're announcing all the things that their character is to say, and phone sex operator.
You can't say that!
He can, it's patient special.
Ooh! Can we swear? Can we do a swear?
Realistically, it'll get bleeped. Aww. You can swear, but it'll get bleeped.
Anyway,
so my character's named Riz. I'm very tall and lanky, and I'm not really used to that because I used to be short. And I used to have loads of older siblings. They always used to take my stuff, and I'm really protective of my stuff, but people keep taking it. Even now, I'm the biggest one. I don't like it.
We're not going to ask what happened to the other siblings. What?
We're all children of trauma, Helen.
Yeah, but I was
remember
forgetting
you carry
that.
A darkness within yourself, the horror that you've seen and experienced.
I mean, you were probably two at the time, and while
realistically,
yeah.
I just think, as a parent of a child that is 2 years old, like you forget pretty much everything that's happened to you before the age of about three, which is a real. It makes me wonder why I'm bothering putting all the parenting in. Just like lock him in a box and open it up when he's three and have done with it. It's a lot more restful.
It'll be a really smelly box, though.
I mean, there's air holes at the top. And there's drainage at the bottom.
I was going to say, that's the key one.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I'm going to give James a little while to think about what he said and ask Alex. I genuinely thought that I was putting Alex in the naughty corner with the hooting. But you're my friend now, Alex.
Hey, I'm Azus. I am the youngest. I don't know how old everyone else is, but I've decided I am the youngest.
I'm 15.
And yeah, I'm just really happy to be here. You know, like it's I'm really enjoying all of this. And I do have a filthy secret I'm not going to share with everyone else. That is that I really am probably 90% of the reason that Riz is annoyed at people stealing things. But I'm just really happy to be here, and I'm going to maintain this positive attitude, whilst also probably subverting everything that we do.
Great, I'm looking forward to that. Thanks for just letting me know not to feel comfortable in your presence.
No, I'm sorry, the best thing just happened. I think I'm the only person who noticed. Helen made a little note to herself during that little speech. Would everyone like to see what Helen wrote?
No! I think that's fine.
What did Helen write? I can't see, I don't know.
Helen, why don't you share with the group?
Yeah.
I wrote down bully Azus. Because you're small, and I'm like 6 months older than you, and that makes me better.
No, yeah, that's fine, but you're never going to find your left shoe again. So, you know. But I won't say that, you know.
James! James, in an
Yeah. So I'm playing a character called Amadeus. You probably never heard of me. And I'm 14, and I've suddenly discovered political radicalism. So like, I read loads of Kicker again. You probably wouldn't have heard of him.
He lives across the.
Yeah, village. I know. Like, you probably wouldn't have heard of him. Yeah. So like, really
he was at breakfast
him.
This morning.
He's literally one of our. Tutors, he taught us all how to read.
Yeah,
and
probably
write
wouldn't
and stuff.
Have heard of him. Don't understand him in the same way that I do.
He does keep like saying that his name's Cicero despite Roman pronunciation, but just FYI.
Yeah, whatever. I was pronouncing it that way before it was cool.
Okay.
No, yeah.
Caldex. Yeah. That is niche. Carry on.
There's apparently going to be Latin jokes. James asked me why we didn't have more Latin jokes in like the title and the setup, and I was like, because I don't know Latin.
I did 1 year of the Cambridge Latin course
over
20 years ago, and I'm going to insert what little of it I can remember.
Who
into
est in atria? Caecilius est in atria, am I right?
Ah, it's Metella. Metella est in atria.
Damn it.
Yes, see, I knew that.
Okay.
Aunt Domus, yeah, just Aunt Domus.
Oh yeah, whatever.
So this is literally the fight that you're having in the courtyard. Yep. Where you should be practicing tumble turns.
You told us to squabble.
Yeah.
Boss, someone stole my letter. It was really important. My letter.
Right. All right, kids.
Hey.
Ow!
Yes. Really good work this morning. I'm proud of you all.
Yeah, whatever.
Shut up. Just because you weren't the best.
I don't think my legs are the same length anymore, boss.
They'll straighten out, and if they don't, just practice more until you get used to it.
You've got weird legs like a div.
Yeah. like, what? Do we need to have another talk about respect? I think we might need to have another talk about respect, mightn't we? Yeah? Yeah? Do you respect your brother? Hmm? Right. Are we gonna... Is that a yes? Do you say you respect your brother? I'm not gonna let you go on a quest if you don't say you respect your brother.
Oh, a quest? Oh, I'll go on a quest.
Yeah, well.
Can I go on a quest instead of Amidus?
Only if you give me back my letter.
I don't have your letter.
You steal everything.
I don't steal
Where's
nothing. I've never stole nothing.
My motivation for sending you out is not at all to do with needing to get you out of my hair. And all to do with you reaching a great level in your training, because you're all...
I knew it!
Yes.
Me
you're,
too.
You're all great, yes. Especially, you're very throwable, which is a great
I'm the youngest, so that's the biggest achievement.
In a thief. Honestly, try and keep that, right? It's good.
Oh, I keep everything.
Yeah. respect that as well. Hmm? Tell you what, do you respect your brother? Forgot what name. You're Amidus, yeah. Amidus. Amidus. Do you respect your brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, so we can go on a quest.
Your basic respect for people.
Yeah.
It's not that I've got a migraine just from chatting to you all for this long.
Where are we going?
You're going. So I've had a nice chat with a gentleman today who told me that he wanted maybe a bit of security work done, but he wasn't convinced of the quality of my enterprises.
Oh, right? Dare he?
I know, that's what I said. Or rather, I had Bertus say that because he's much better at that. He's very shouty for such a small child. But it's...
I bet I can shout louder!
We'll work on that. And so, you're going to go... I said to him, no, it sounds so easy, my kids could do it. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah. That's what they're going to do. So I'm sending you guys. It should be simple. There's a villa. I'll give you a map to the place. And in it, there's a statue of Zeus. Although what use that cantankerous old idiot is to anyone, I don't know. Never saw him save no one. But you're going to go. You're going to get that statue and bring it back. And then we'll have a contract. And that's great, right?
The whole statue. How big's the statue, boss?
It's a small statue.
Oh, I was worried for a second.
It's,
I was like, I'm 6 foot now. I can't, like, carry a statue the same size as me.
No.
You're unnecessarily tall.
It's really uncomfortable.
I bet you're...
None of my clothes fit.
I bet... Stop complaining!
You must have terrible growing pains.
If we manage to get this contract done, then I'll get you all some nice new clothes. Right. Good. Kids.
Can I have a green one?
You can.
Green what?
A green dress.
Yes. That sounds like an achievable...
I mean, yeah.
The only clue that I got from him was that you'll have to go through the master bedroom, because something's hidden in that. But let's go to lunch. I'll hand you over the documents, talk through this, make a nice plan. How's that? Everyone... quiet.
It sounds good to us, boss.
Right, good.
Don't speak for me. I speak for myself.
Yeah.
I think it sounds really good.
All right.
I'll smack you.
No, you will not.
If he doesn't do what you say, boss.
If he gets himself in danger, is the only time you're allowed to smack him.
I've always followed the boss's instructions to the letter.
Yeah. I bet that's a lie.
Now that's an accurate statement.
No. I'm squinting hard about your casual use of the
what
term
have we,
letter.
What have I told you guys about following instructions to the letter being a route to evil?
Wait, there's a lot of lessons. Sometimes evil's necessary.
No.
Morality's a complex figure. No one rule can be applied to any situation.
Thank you, yes. I'm very glad that Amidus has not weighed in on that.
Way of phrasing
it. Just like, do...
Morality is a bourgeois lie.
You're a bourgeois lie.
Your mum's a bourgeois lie.
So's your face.
Hey! Right, I'm going to get lunch, and
can
you
we
can
have lunch?
Either come or
lunch
not.
Lunch is a bourgeois lie.
You're a bourgeois lunch.
All right, you don't get any then.
I'll be first in the kitchen.
Sasha walks off.
Two things, Lydia. One, I'd like to congratulate you on the best conceit to corral this. And two, smash cuts will be your friend in this, I think.
Yeah. I can feel the chaotic energy mounting.
Right.
Oh, weird energy in the room. I love it.
Okay, smash cut.
Yay!
Look, it's me with my voice. I'm not awkward anymore. Right, so you have been given a drawing of the villa. That's the front, top-down view. That's the side.
My favourite bit's the windows. They did a really good job on the windows.
Yeah,
it's a smash.
It is a C-shaped Roman villa.
No, quiet, remember?
With a pool in the middle of the letter.
You cover it in a cloth and then you smash it.
Sneak in, smash out.
And
oh, yeah.
You have been sent on a cart to a nearby hill of the villa that you're supposed to
roll. The villa's at the top of the hill.
No, the villa is in the valley.
Gotcha.
Villa Estum Valley. And you are... Yeah, see, I can do Latin. And you are... I don't understand why that's so funny.
Latin's just inherently hilarious, no matter what you're trying to say.
You're sitting on the top of a hill, looking down on this villa, making a plan. You have been told that to get the statue, the only clue is that you will probably have to go through the master bedroom.
Is it a rich person villa or a medium person villa? I realise that all villas are rich people, but you know what I'm getting at. Are we talking enormous complex or kind of like a self-contained
this
thing?
This is a medium level villa. There is probably... You would look at it and assume that there is one major family, and you can see some servants moving around generally. Sure. It doesn't seem to be guards as such.
Sure,
it's not really something that you need in these parts because everywhere's kind of remote.
Do we know which bedroom is the master bedroom?
You do not.
Okay. Mm. Usually they're there, I think. Mm. Because the side ones are for servants, I think.
Alright, oh wow.
So where are we all now?
You are on top of a hill, looking down, making a plan.
You can tell because everywhere else is down.
Smash cut! This is the children make a plan.
Do we have a deadline?
You do not. I didn't think of that.
We could wait for the family to all die of, like, old.
But then we'll be old!
No, we
just... Not as old, though.
We just need to wait till it was dark, you guys. That's all we need. We're going to do it in the night time when they can't see us.
Yeah! Night's always best for thieving.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what the boss says.
Far away, Sasha holds her head in her hands.
There's a great disturbance in the nonsense.
Just hope that they remember some of the stuff that I've taught them in thieving class on Thursdays, nicking class on Wednesdays.
I was top of nicking class.
Jumping and climbing class on Tuesdays.
I was good at jumping and climbing.
Yeah, nicking class was the best.
Yeah.
I don't remember any classes, but no class but war class.
Right, yeah, no.
Thank you. You
need to spend less time with Cicero. He's making you weird. Right, I mean, so, like, what are the rules? Like, can we ask for
Oh, unfortunately, I forgot to say. Yeah, a flashback to lunch. Don't kill any guards. And these are for knockout gas things. Decide to distribute them as you wish.
One each, guys.
Seems
one
fair.
I want two.
Can I have all of them?
No. This one's mine.
I grab one.
All right, one each. It is. It essentially is a sleep spell, but you throw it. It's a potion. Yeah. Well, it's one that you can throw, and then it has the area effect.
Question.
Yes.
Can we? Ask for it.
That's not going to work.
I wouldn't recommend it. It's a very valuable statue. And also that wouldn't achieve my actual aim, which is to get a contract to do their security. I don't actually care about the statue. That is the aim.
Mm-hmm.
Is to get the statue and get a job.
Mm-hmm.
We're a security firm, not common thieves.
About the principal.
So we're going to give the statue back later. We just need to prove that we can steal it.
Yeah.
So they understand that they need.
I don't want to keep no statue of Zeus around here. Yeah, exactly.
See, makes total sense, you guys.
Yeah.
Return to the hilltop then.
Yes, smash cut back to the hilltop.
If we just smash the statue into bits, it'll be well easier to.
But we got to give it back later. Didn't you listen?
Didn't say we couldn't smash it.
That's what giving it back means. You can't smash stuff and then give it back to someone.
We'll get it back.
No, it's not the same thing! We're wrong! Just because you're little, you can't just say silly things.
Cicero would say that it's stimulating the economy.
No, he wouldn't.
Cicero would not say it would stimulate the economy. Have you even read Cicero? Have you read the original? That you have.
You're
that's
an economy.
You, that is.
You're an economy. You're an economy. You're an economy.
Smash cop! Smash cop back to lunch. Talking to Riz. Like, Riz, I know that you're awkward. I know it's difficult being tall and all. It's harder to sneak and stuff. But I need at least one sane person.
I know, boss. I'll try.
Smash I'm cup! Not, back to the hilltop!
Oh, my God, you're not so annoying!
Fine.
Riz, we're going to wait for the song to go down, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we should look around. Like, walk around and look at the back.
Yeah, let's do a survey.
Because all the interesting things are at the back
from
stuff.
A nice, safe distance. Don't let anyone see us.
Yeah.
I won't let anyone see you.
But that means you have to be small.
Yeah, be better at...
Crouch down.
At being smaller.
Obviously.
I'm just saying,
no,
in case you forget.
You know, because you're massive.
You're really, really tall.
Why is your long body so weird?
Cut to the evening! I misjudged this.
I was like, I'm and pretty certain you've got multiple episodes.
I don't know if I want children anymore.
No, it's fine. You don't want our children.
You don't want
fine.
Us playing children.
Four at a time. No. No. Anyway.
On surveying the villa, yeah. Did we see anything weird about any of the sides? All the sides look reasonably similar.
Yeah.
Good sensible question there.
Yeah, an actual question. So there are trees, climbable things. All around the, so I've told you it's a two-story building. There's very yep. nice climbable things.
Should we roll and investigate?
Yes. I forget that there are mechanics to this game.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
Okay, so you can. What would you say you're doing, Bryn? Are you?
I think we're investigating. We want to know if there's anything distinctive.
Okay.
Basically, we want to try and get an idea of the internal layout. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at the windows from a distance and mm-hmm. trying to say, is there anything distinctive about any of the windows?
I'm physicalising this hard. This is the awkward question.
Oh, yeah.
Finger. Can we each investigate for a different thing?
Ooh. Mm. Yeah, maybe you should, because that would be half an episode's content of arguing over what's real.
I want to investigate if they've got a hypocaust.
Oh, for God's sake,
no.
Alex.
It's actually relevant. Okay. Hypocaust is... Right?
You can investigate. You will need to tell me what a hypocaust
so,
is.
Hypocaust is a bit attached to a building. It's normally like a separate bit. Mm. And think of it as just a big oven. But what it does is it opens into the underneath of the villa so that the hot air goes under the floors because central heating is a thing, but it's a way to have one fire heat the whole building. And some of the bigger villas, so like from medium upwards, would have hollow walls so that the smoke would go up the walls and then out through a chimney at the top, but it would heat the walls and
yes,
keep the
whole
thing.
Yes, it has a hypocaust.
Okay. I didn't roll.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
Good.
Roll.
Six. I can't read these. Six.
You don't know if there's
a hypocaust.
I don't
know if there's a hypocaust. Oh, sorry, six, seven. No, it's five, because I'm not good at perception. Oh, no, it's investigate, so it's back up. Seven. I still don't know, do I?
No.
That's fine.
No.
19 to see if there's anything distinctive about any of the windows that would give us a clue to the internal layout of the building.
The windows on the top story at the back have metal grills over them. Yeah, because there's no glass windows, but those are the only ones that have a metal grill over them.
Yes, I would like to probably need to go in the side, guys.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to roll investigate to see how many people are around and if there are, like...
Yeah. There's
Brinzy the dabbing or saying that's a good idea using a physical.
I'm saying that's a good idea.
Why are you touching your nose?
He likes the smell of that idea.
In the morning.
It's a thing. Although mine's significantly less pointy and more just tap tap.
That's a 14 on how many people are around.
There's not that many. You only see servants. You don't see anyone who is dressed as a posho.
Yeah.
Which leads my character to my investigation, which is that it's going to be
what are the working conditions.
Roll investigate to conduct a social survey of the conditions.
Yeah, we should send Amadeus in to emancipate them all and lead them off.
That'd solve the problem.
We can steal from
them. Yeah, we can have him talk at them.
But more realistically, Amadeus is going to look at a way into the servants' quarters on the basis that it's likely to be less well secured than the rest of the building, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So he's going to see what the situation is with the servants' quarters and entrance through that. Eight then. I had eight.
Okay, you can see a couple of doors that serve that are small, but you'd say well designed. They're not slummy. These servant, at least from the state of their doors, you can't tell much about how exploited these people are.
Well, I think you can tell a lot about how exploited somebody is by their door.
Well, in which case these people are neutral or not exploited. It's just a small door. And you see
we're all exploiting. If you don't think that, you're lying to yourself.
You're lying to yourself.
You're lying to yourself. Your mum's lying to yourself.
You're an economy.
Who are we being exploited by?
Your mum?
Yeah, probably.
Amadeus?
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, no, I don't like you.
Why not? I'm lovely.
Anyway, I'm going to go look.
While you're arguing, you realise that there are two doors. I should say that you've seen grills over the windows at the back, but not on the ones along the side.
Mm-hmm. Wish there was a hypercourse. Always wanted to rob someone from a hypercourse. Well, interesting.
What kind
of villa doesn't get a hypercourse? This is a rubbish
villa.
This
may well have a hypercourse. You just don't know.
Oh, I know. Like, Alex knows.
Oh, right.
Azos has settled into this is a rubbish villa and this is a rubbish mission because if it was a good mission, they'd have a hypercourse. Love a hypercourse.
Well, it's dangerous because it gets really hot.
Yeah, but that's why you put the fire out first.
But then they'll notice. Because it'll get all cold.
I've been practicing climbing.
It is getting cold because it is evening. Maybe this is something that stirs you to action. I hope I never have to parent a teenager.
Okay, guys, so I think we should climb that tree and go in that window. And then the plan should be to get out through that doorway and run back to this hilltop when we've got the statue.
If we all had a race about who could steal it first, that would be a very quick solution.
No, it's teamwork. We're working together in case there's people trying to stop us.
Yeah, all right.
Smash cut back to lunch. Look, guys, I know it's difficult to work together, but what have I told you about family? It's who you work with and who you care about. Do you care about each other?
No.
Yes!
Yes, you do!
Yes! Yeah.
I'm not letting you have dessert until you say yes, you care about each other.
I care about everyone the most.
I care about everyone. I care about everyone loads.
You don't desert family.
You're terrible.
That's good. That's good.
No.
That's good. You can have double dessert. That's advantage on your next roll.
Advantage on my next dessert. Yes.
Right. That sounds like a good time for a break. So we'll see you in a sec.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
And we're back. Smash cut back to the hilltop.
Should we all go in then at once or?
Yeah.
Let's all climb a tree.
Quietly, slowly, carefully.
But what if we get seen? Then we have to go quickly.
I know, right? I'm stuck doing it now. You've given me more briefing in advance than you. I could have prepped something with a better voice, but we are all here now. No one's happy about it.
Oh my gosh, you sound like you're on Mrs. Brown's voice.
Wow, I mean.
I didn't ask to be really created.
Real glad I lowered the gain halfway through this.
Okay, yeah, what are you doing?
I'm going to go climb a tree.
Okay, cool, I like that.
What should I roll?
I think acrobatics, which is something that you all have quite a lot in.
Yay!
Oops.
If it's flippable, yes, it'll be acrobatics.
Athletics or acrobatics.
So athletics is your normal climb one. However, if it's something that you could realistically like gymnastics up, you can get away with acrobatics. So it's like a solid cliff wall. You're probably not going to be able to backflip up an entire cliff.
I think you were all...
I would like to run to the base of the tree and help, like, lift everyone else
up. Okay, that's aiding. I don't know what effect that is.
It gives everyone else advantage.
Advantage.
Should I roll again, then? You roll...
No, you rolled acrobatics and you've been aided, so you...
Yeah, so, you advantage get to roll... means you get to roll again and keep the better one.
Good, because I rolled badly. Ooh. Oh, I rolled better.
There you are, 14 plus, I think, 5.
Plus 5, yes. So I got a 19
you
on acrobatics.
You are at the top of the tree.
Amidus. Amidus comes next. Amidus does the same. 10 is the highest of those if I'm being aided. So that is plus
5.
Plus 5, so that's 15.
Mm.
Yep. You have climbed to the top of the tree. The tree is quite thin and may not support all of your weights at once.
I'm immediately climbing the tree.
Okay. Does, you know, let me know if you want to get into the window.
Maximum of 10.
Right.
I'm really small.
Okay, you do not make it up the tree. You are stuck.
I set base camp on Riz's chest and will continue to the summit tomorrow.
Guys, get the window open and get inside.
I can't read.
There is I don't really do glass at this point. It's just a window.
I was assuming it's like shutters or something.
Oh yes, maybe it's shutters.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Amidus starts to work on the shutters.
Yeah, so I think you should do a. Would that be a disabled device roll?
This is one of the only weirdnesses for 5th ed. So all it is
I think you have thieves tools.
Yeah.
You
all have thieves
proficiency.
Tools.
You will automatically have them. So all it is you roll plus proficiency.
Right, okay.
It's not dex plus proficiency.
Dex plus proficiency.
Okay, so it's with a plus 5, basically.
Yeah. It's a weird... They wanted it to not be a specific thing, basically.
Total 13.
I'll say that you get through the shutter.
Right.
It's a very simple.
I can't see what's happening.
Okay, the tree can't support us all. You guys go through the window, and I'll help. Help Azus up again.
This one is. I'm gonna.
Don't go far and stay quiet.
I'm gonna.
Don't tell me what to do. There's another. You're not my real mum.
You don't know who that is.
I'm not who my real mum is, but you're definitely not my real mum.
You don't know that.
Well, that's very unlikely.
I jump into the villa.
Yeah, that's an acrobatics check. Give me a roll. You're gonna.
Ooh,
that's 10.
We are rolling real poor. I love it.
Okay, you fall on the ground. How much of this? What's fall damage in this?
1d6 per 10 feet fall.
It'll be a d6.
Yeah, it's a d6. You take a d6 damage.
You have to roll it.
Oh, right? Do I?
Technically, I think it's 1d6 per 10 feet after the first 10 feet.
That's Pathfinder.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They got rid of that for 5th ed. I'm enjoying this. This is nuanced rule discussions for separate systems.
So...
Just roll the
d6.
Take 4 damage.
Okay.
The best kind of damage.
Wild, are you okay, Wild?
I'm fine, shut up!
No, you're not, you're rubbish.
You're rubbish! You can't even get up the tree!
Amidus, can you get
into
the window?
All the
way
up here. Azus is right, like, you're really bad at this.
You're all terrible!
Shh!
yourself!
Amidus tries to,
acrobatics check into the window. Please make this.
9 plus 5 is 14.
Yes, you get in. You are through the shutters.
You
may be able to even hold the top of the tree to the window, leaning out. Yes.
Okay.
Amidus does that because it's like it's a weeping willow or something.
Azus, we can get you up the tree. Right, ready?
Have advantage. Hup. Yep.
What?
I'm getting you up the tree.
Oh, hup. What?
Wait. You're rolling with advantage. Trying. Alex, I'm trying. Acrobatics.
So am I. The highest is 10. I've failed again.
You fall back down. You don't get hurt, though.
I'm literally giving you a window and I'm really small. This is why you needed a hypercause. I'd be in there like that if they had a hypercause.
Are you going to try again?
I'm going to try and run up Riz and Azus.
Wild is doing a proper this is a proper acrobatic. Yeah. I'm going to give you if you get this, you get into the window.
Good.
Because you're...
That would be nice. Yes. Are you going to help me even though I'm stepping on your head?
Yeah.
Okay.
And can you be doubly assisted?
I don't think so.
Oh, that is 22.
You run up the tree and in fact step on everyone's head, including Amidus's. As you get into the window.
This is a rubbish quest.
I am the best.
Shh, shh, shh. Well done, Wild.
Well
Rubbish
done.
Quest.
Okay, guys, you lean out the window, give me your hands, I'm going to pass Azaz up to you.
Okay. Try again. Again with advantage because you are being helped so much. Go, child.
We're just bypassing the tree now. I'm literally holding you up on my shoulders.
You're being thrown up, basically. In fact, if you want to do it as a strength check...
Here's what it's coming down to. I think Azaz is just like, I'm going to find my own way. And, like, here's the thing. I can't stop other people physically bundling me in, but I'm gonna
roll my own athletics.
I think you should, because
all have identical character sheets, but already
Azaz has checked out. Azaz is gonna find an alternate route and let you physically get Azaz in this window.
Yeah. Okay, so if you guys are leaning out the window with one hand each, ready to grab a hand,
get out.
I'm going to attempt to throw him into the window.
I'd say that you get advantage because they're helping you.
I was
even
hoping,
if
yeah.
he's not.
Yeah. 19.
Yes.
No.
That's probably. Yeah, that's still acrobatics, isn't it? So yeah. 19. Yeah.
You're thrown up. Azaz is grabbed like a wet towel. Right. And slumps onto the floor, sulking. Now, how is the last person going to get up? I hadn't really thought about it.
Yeah, I'm just hoping I'm the most competent and the best at rolling dice.
With your identical stats.
You're 6 foot, and how high up is the window?
At least 10, we know
about
mechanically.
10.
Yeah, okay. I'd say about, like 12 foot up, that is.
I'm going to ask you guys to bend the tree backwards. Basically, I'm going to do it by being a lot more careful.
Okay.
I'm going to actually... like slowly and carefully climb the tree rather than jumping and flipping.
Sorry, do any of us hold any rope?
I
checked.
Oh, you don't have rope.
We don't. We do have musical instruments.
We could tie our clothes together. We've got a spare set of clothes.
What room are you in? Are you in a bedroom? Could you strip the
You
bedding?
Are in a... I should probably... Do you want to roll perception to see what room you're in?
Oh, I get to roll a perception check where I might actually perceive something.
Absolutely no. Azaz is too busy sulking to look.
I got a 10.
I've got a minus one perception modifier.
Yeah.
2.5 years and you couldn't fix that, guys. Come on.
It's not my job.
So what did you get?
It was 16.
Okay, well, that's fair. Like, I mean, I would have given it to you. You're in a corridor. Oh, no, you're not. You're in a storage room because the corridor is on the inside because it's all open as you overlook the pool. See, I've read up on Roman villas. I looked at the Dorling Kindersley cutaway things.
Really
like,
interesting, isn't
that's
it?
That's the thing.
It's genuinely really interesting.
It wasn't very
speaking.
Useful to what I was doing. So
it's actually quite hard to run an adventure in a Roman villa.
Yeah, so I just ignored most of it. But you are in a storeroom. There's nothing of interest in the room.
Aww.
But fortunately, it's a storeroom filled with laundry, so it's muffling all the sound you're making.
Can I see evidence of a hypocaust?
Will you drop it?
No, you cannot, because you wouldn't see evidence.
Absolutely, absolutely, you would not.
Not on the upper floor, no.
Azaz continues to sulk a little bit.
Right.
I mean, if there's laundry in the room, does that mean sheets? Can you tie
sheets
together
to help
him climb up?
Azaz begins sulkily tying sheets together, finding the most soiled ones to throw to you, if there are any.
I poke Azaz.
It's
Azaz is not tempted to soil the sheets if
they're
unsoiled.
It's clean laundry, right?
I've already pulled that kind of a thing in a previous game that Lydia ran, and it was mean then.
Yeah, I was going to say this. Unfortunately, is turning out very much.
It's not happening.
Okay, so you're going to throw some sheets down.
Okay.
Fortunately, you do. I think I've got proficiency in knots and stuff, don't you?
Pretty much as a default as a thief.
Yeah, I was thinking. Yeah, second story work. Oh, you have proficiency in fast climb and double jump distance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've been using to do all this.
Cool. Awesome. Well,
you gave us our characters who could do all this stuff.
I did. I did design the adventure for... I tried, okay? Anyway, get in the freaking villa.
Okay, so I'm rolling too.
Yes, you get advantage because they are helping you. And because I want this over.
Because they've given me something to climb up.
Yes, and they're going to haul up.
I rolled a 12, so if we're using acrobatics, that's 17.
Yep.
If we're...
You get into the room. In fact, you are pulled over the edge and flopped down into a pile of clean, let me be clear, clean sheets.
Oh, good work, everybody. We're in.
Yes. How lucky it is.
Did everyone bring their disguise kits?
Yeah.
We could all disguise ourselves as the master of the house, and then we can go
anywhere
we want.
No, because there's only one.
Well, we'll do it one at, like...
No gods, no masters. Am I right, guys? Are you with me? Are you with me?
The gods are categorically real.
Firstly, we should all be whispering.
I am whispering. It's my indoor voice.
Secondly...
I will not be silenced.
Well, I will silence.
You should be silent.
I'm not saying silent, just quieter.
I'm going to start, like, batting.
That's not how you bat someone. I start trying to hit.
Everyone should be asleep, so we're just going to go slowly and quietly until we can find the master bedroom, okay?
So we all split up and cover more ground?
No!
Why not?
We're a team. We stick together. We watch each other's backs.
Well, I can watch your back from the other side of the building.
No, you can't.
That's what
you
windows
can't
are
see
for.
It.
That's what windows are for.
You
smash
your
cut. Is wrong.
Smash cut to you outside the laundry room. That's just... Yeah, I don't really... Like, I'm not gonna impose anything more, but you've just got out of the room.
Can I have stolen something from the room?
You have definitely stolen something from the room.
Okay.
I don't know. Roman dishwasher tablets.
I'm all over that. I am all over that.
Can Roman we... dishwasher wax tablets. Carry on.
Ew. Yeah,
that won't work. It's just Roman soap. You've got a bar of Roman soap.
Yep. No, but I've written Roman dishwasher tablets. I know what that means.
Functionally soap.
Yep. Yes.
Can we have left a tied up bunch of sheets?
Yep.
Ready.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Like pulled back inside the window, but ready to throw out again.
I will make a note sheet.
Some of us are thinking about the mission, not just how to annoy each other.
As Lydia writes the note. Evidence, signs of entry.
I would assume you're trained well enough that that line of sheets is under another sheet.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
Because it's a ghost.
I like the idea that sometimes your character completely says things that are puns and everyone just looks at you trying to be like, how is that an annoying political statement?
Cicero made you so weird. Like, he's made you so weird.
Sometimes we're all looking for father figures, and sometimes we shouldn't find them.
Right?
Anyway, so you're... Yes.
Are we doing a sneak?
Okay.
I would like to sneak.
We're going to sneak along the corridor. The master bedroom's probably in the middle at the back. We don't know, so we
go first, because I'm the best at sneaking.
No, I'm the best at sneaking.
You're definitely not.
Let's have a sneak off, then.
There's more sneak compressed into a smaller space with me. I'm better at sneaking per body part.
Smash cut back to lunch.
He's trying to call you fat.
Sasha, with two fingers on each side of her temples, it's like, remember, you're all very good at sneaking, except when you fight about sneaking.
So everyone should just let me leave, because I'm...
Cut back.
Guys, take turns. There's plenty of doors to
look
in.
I take this turn.
You take the first one, you get the second one, you get the third one, and then we'll go back round, okay?
Second's another word for losing.
I'm keeping my eyes out to see if there's any people while they're concentrating on the rooms.
Good. Where's the pen that I can use? Right, so to add to the...
So we came in here.
You came in there. This is... There are rooms.
Yeah.
There's a corridor here. This is quite open. Face it. You can just see into the lovely pool.
Staying very low.
And then the corridor continues around, but here it goes, like, inside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Okay.
So you can't see what's...
Look at you
there.
With your proper understanding of Roman architecture.
So basically,
I'm loving it.
Basically, we're going to follow the corridor around to the central section, where, and we're going to prioritise the rooms where there were bars on the windows that we saw from outside.
Yeah.
And we're literally going to... Staying low, staying quiet, and yeah.
I mean,
one person sticks their head in.
Speak for yourself. I am beelining for the fanciest door. Mm-hmm. It'll be the fanciest.
Fortunately,
door.
That is the only door other than the little rooms.
My criteria have been met. I have found the fanciest door.
Cool. What are you going to do?
I let Azaz go first. So basically, I say, stick your head in the room
Such
and then describe
great
it.
Big brother.
Describe it to the rest of us.
Would anyone care to assist me in being sneaky?
No.
Good. How would you even assist someone in being
In which
sneaky?
Case you don't get advantage.
Oh no, I like the clack of two, but then I'll only roll one.
Oh, I see.
18.
You get through the door very quietly.
Wait. Oh no.
It's a
How does it kill me?
It's an empty room with a big mirror.
You didn't check the door for traps. Sasha said, always check the doors for traps.
This is why you're not the best.
Who puts traps in their house?
Like the ruling class.
So there's a very fancy door, and there's just a... You go through the door, and there's just... it's a small room, and there's a big mirror in front of you.
I would like to go through the door as well, by the way.
Is it a glass mirror?
It'll be polished silver, probably.
Mm. Okay.
Given the time period.
This wasn't me trying to mess with you. It's that one of them will freak me out, the other one won't. I would never have seen anything made of like that much glass. That's more glass than I'd have seen
in
my lifetime.
No, it would be polished.
Polished metal makes sense. That's fine.
Azus, is it safe? It's like a mirror. Is there anyone in the room?
I mean, there's a really, really handsome-looking thief looking back at me in the mirror.
Great. Okay, everyone in. Quiet.
Okay. Reflection there.
Oh, look, your handsome thief has got an incredibly attractive older brother.
Oh, yeah. Riz, you look good in that mirror too.
I barge past all of them. Yeah. Can I look in?
And an ugly sister.
You can see there's...
Don't talk about yourself that way, Amadeus.
Yeah, but you think really clever.
You're really clever.
Yeah!
Shut up! Mirror is... Yep. There's a... Do you want to look at the mirror?
I want to.
Yeah, look at the mirror and generally at surroundings.
Yeah, perception check.
I'm going to let them investigate the room. I'm staying at the door and keeping it open a crack and looking out.
Okay.
I got 13 on perception.
Oh, cool. You see that the character in the mirror, it is polished metal, so it's not as but it looks like what's behind it is not, you're in the mirror, but what's behind it does not look like the same room.
Oh, so it's a magic mirror?
Yeah, it's magic!
I didn't do a perception, I can't ask.
No.
It's magic! There's magic in here!
Amadeus goes up to the mirror and starts looking at it very closely. It notices he's got a spot on his nose and starts to pop it.
Oh, you're so gross! You're so gross! Anyway, there's magic in here.
Yeah.
What? Okay, so...
The thing in the mirror does that back. I'll be honest, like, it might slightly raise its eyes in a... And it is you, but...
A day to touch it.
So, right, okay. No.
A day to touch it.
So, okay, but that's sort of what Amadeus is doing here, because there's a little... Man of 14-year-old, guys. Man of 14-year-old. That's how a 14-year-old would test a magic mirror for traps. It's by squirting his own pus on it. Right, does that any effect?
Something else squirts back, and it's not the same colour.
out of the mirror?
No, it's on the inside of the mirror.
So what does the thing on the inside of the mirror look like?
It looks like you.
But I'm going to poke the
room behind it, isn't it? Yeah.
Damn.
Pokes back. But, I mean, just it looks... when you touch the glass, it touches the glass.
Can I look behind the mirror?
You can try.
I try to look behind the mirror.
It's attached to the wall.
I try to push everyone else aside and do my nose tap thing that I've seen Riz do.
It also taps.
Alright, I've got a plan. I'm going to try and catch my reflection by surprise and get past it.
Mm. Oh my god.
Okay. So I would say...
What I'm going to do is I'm going to feint left, right, and then I'm going to dodge right to try and get around my reflection.
Okay, you can try that.
You don't have to roll if it's just goddamn stupid.
Yeah,
you
try that, and as you try and go round your reflection, your reflection meets you. And in a weird way, it doesn't feel like you're hitting glass. It feels like force is stopping you.
You're like a bird trying to, like... Okay.
Amadeus, so you said that there were some differences between what's in the background and... Okay, so...
It's a different room.
Okay, oh, completely different.
Yes.
Can you give me an example of that difference?
It is a bedroom.
On the other side?
Yes.
Okay. So is there a specific item or an object?
There is not it's just completely different.
Okay, so what Amadeus wanted to do was be like, okay, well, there's like a vase on the other side, so walk to the place where the vase would be on the other side of the mirror and reach for that.
That would be a valid puzzle.
Right. I think we should
It's not that puzzle.
Right, okay.
No.
Are there any windows in this room that aren't barred?
No.
Okay.
Pull it off the wall?
You could try.
Well, I'm not.
Just be careful.
Not big enough to do it by myself.
Well, if you all work together.
So are you!
I'm tiny. It's completely different.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. One's useful because it's more sneak per square.
I'm still a better sneak than you.
You're not a better sneak than me.
Yes, I am.
I found the mirror. What have you found?
If the reflection in the mirror just looks, if anything, very slightly more worried than any of you that...
Come on, there'll be like... There might be like a portal behind it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, try and get it off. I'm going to keep a lookout.
Come on,
says
then.
Says the mirror.
Okay, so how is the mirror attached to the wall?
It's screwed on.
Do Do we have any way of unscrewing it?
Thieves, we have tools.
Yeah, you've got thieves tools.
Should we start
you can
trying
do that.
To unscrew it?
Yeah.
Can I assist you?
Let's yeah, all yeah. let's all assist each other.
Go on.
Go team.
That's is not that how that
give,
works.
Give
I
me
can
a
assist one of you. I'm
basic
going to assist,
mechanical thing.
I'm going to assist roll. Amadeus. I'm on the mood. I'm in the mood for Amadeus today.
Okay.
Oh, and that means I roll two dice, yep. doesn't it? Okay. Oh, 18 is the highest.
You've managed
so
to unscrew the like it. It's now leaning on the wall.
What am I rolling? Like, what
do you want to move it?
Is there anything behind it?
No, just a wall.
And on the reverse side of the mirror?
It's the back of a mirror. It's right. unpolished metal.
As fun as this is, I think we've just come in the wrong side. Like, I think that's.
But there's something weird with the mirror.
What's weird with the mirror?
It's got a different room in it.
Mm, it looks like a master bedroom.
I mean, are you a mirror expert?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I saw one.
I mean, normally mirrors do show the same thing that you can see. They don't show a different. There's a mirror in the room. What you see in the mirror is the room it's in. You don't see a different room.
Yeah,
that's pretty weird.
That's like a window.
Amadeus has an idea.
Ooh.
Could Amadeus put the mirror? Mm. So it's attached to the wall. Put it so it's down on the floor with the shiny surface facing up.
Yeah, yeah. You could. It's still showing the. The bedroom.
Yeah.
And there's still a person that's reflecting your movement.
Wait, I've got an idea. I've got a real good idea. Real good. Prop it against the wall.
Okay, we do that.
Okay, right. Everyone close your eyes.
I don't close my eyes.
I do not close my eyes.
Because that's how mirrors work. No, if everyone's closed their eyes and it stops being a mirror, it stops being a door.
You've closed your eyes. How do you know our eyes are open?
Because I'm waiting for all of you to close your eyes first.
Yeah, well, we're waiting for you to close your eyes first.
I closed both of my eyes. I opened my eyes.
Guys,
it's a really good idea.
No, it isn't.
Look, I'll just look the other way.
Okay, everyone look the other way then.
I'm fine. Look the other way.
Okay, I'll look
if you were to look, the reflection creature in the mirror would have just like looked at you baffled and shrugged its eyes.
I'm not finished. Right.
Oh.
I'm going to close my eyes and try and climb in the mirror.
Right.
Does it work?
No.
I'm then going to hide behind the mirror.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then go, guys, it worked!
Did it, though?
You're not in the mirror.
You're
behind the mirror!
I'm hidden behind the mirror. You don't know that.
Have you tried engaging with the mirror reflection at all?
We're all awkward teenagers.
that's a good point. I didn't think about that. Okay.
All right, fine. If that's a clue.
That's a clue. That
all
is
right,
a clue.
Fine. Okay. All right, in that case, Amadeus knocks on the mirror. Hello?
Knocks back and says, hello.
Can we come in?
No.
Why not?
Because it's my job to keep you out.
That's guys. Really unfair.
Guys, the mirror's talking. That's
just
crazy.
Reflects what you're doing the whole time.
Wait. I draw a dagger.
Mm.
Right.
It draws a dagger.
I'm behind the mirror.
Oh,
I
right,
draw a dagger and then slowly bring my hand in front of the mirror to threaten the reflection from behind.
It, like, reflects. It gets a dagger and... you are confusing me now!
I would like to go behind the mirror and drag Azus out of it.
I was getting it.
No, you were just confusing it. It could talk to us. So maybe we don't need to threaten it.
Throughout all of this, is there only one mirror being reflected, or is it?
I hadn't thought this through enough, but yes, it's whoever is closest to the mirror. There's just one.
Ah, okay, right.
Mm. Oh, wait. Amadeus, stand up close to the mirror.
Amadeus stands up close to the mirror.
Hey, mirror, can you hear me?
Yes.
Right. You let us in, or I'm going to stab Amadeus, and that means that you're going to get stabbed.
No.
No,
we don't like him, but we don't want to stab him.
But then we'll get in.
No, that's not the point. This isn't team working, right?
You heard me, mirror. I'm.
I don't think that's how it works. The mirror looks confused.
I'm gonna stab yourself then, and then the mirror.
No.
But then the mirror will have to stab itself.
Look, we don't want to threaten. Hello.
Just doing my job.
Hello, sir.
Right.
What is your job?
I look after the doorway. Mirror doorway.
Can you let us in, please?
No, not like that.
I will give you a whistle.
I don't, no, no one's ever offered me a whistle before. But that's not what I'm supposed to know. That's not what I'm supposed to do.
So what, she brings out a swanny whistle and begins to play it very softly.
The mirror appreciates this.
Amadeus joins in with the trumpet that he has.
It's too much noise.
Keep playing an amphora.
How did you bring that amphora in?
It's a very small amphora. Sorry.
It's from a set of miniatures. Because he's...
Not what I expected of an evening, I'll be honest.
Has our song charmed you into letting us through?
I'll give you a clue. I'm getting desperate. I have to reflect what you do.
That's so, what I said. Yeah. So if you stab yourself, he'll stab himself and then
you
there's no
guard.
You don't
have to go straight to stabbing all the time.
I don't go there all the
time. Hang on. So I've got an idea. So what Amulus would like to try and do here is turn the mirror and so that it reflects Amadeus walking out of the room.
Okay.
So he's there. So then the guardian walks out of the room so then the others can get in. Is that going to work? Let's find out.
Try it.
Amadeus tries that.
All right. So you reflect that and the mirror looking very confused. You don't see the...
That
door,
might be a good idea.
Room behind changing.
Mirror person.
Oh, hello. It's nice to be you.
You're
getting much company up here.
You say your job is to keep people out, but some people must get in. How do you know who to let in?
Oh, well, they're very nice. They're very polite to me.
We roll disguises as the master.
Is there a password or something? You should probably have a password.
I probably shouldn't tell you that. That sounds like it would be against my job. Oh, I don't think that's just a password.
What are the rules for your job?
Is the password one?
I have to block people that try to...
Oh, I've got an idea. Without asking...
Reflect what you do. That's what I do.
Without asking, I try and pick up the mirror.
Yep. Oh, no. Oh, my.
Move it and place it over the doorway that we came in.
Okay.
So it's now reversed and reflecting a room.
Still doesn't reflect the room behind the...
So it's like an interactive not picture. Changed. Yeah, okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'm
hello.
Putting back where it should be.
Oh, my. Getting a lot of changes of perspective here. It's not very interesting, the room you're in.
I tell you what, if you let us in, right, we'll leave you facing the window so you can look out the window for the first time in your life.
Oh, that would be nice.
Lovely, I still
have to reflect your movements.
So, what do we want our movement to be that is going to be reflected? I mean, that is the clue that is being repeated.
There's
over
a
and over
bed. The sum total of info I know about the room on the other side is there's a bed because it's a bedroom.
Well, the mirror guardian has to reflect what we do, so we need to do something that involves entering the mirror.
Can we just, like, hold the mirror guardian's hands and spin it round, like, in a little dance?
I mean, the mirror guard enjoys it.
Okay.
I thought this was really obvious, and now I'm questioning my own logic.
I'm going to go try and lie in the bed that's not there.
Okay, you fall on the floor.
Bad mirror.
You take 1d6 bellend damage.
This wouldn't have happened if it's taken a hypercourse that they definitely have.
The very polite guard is like, well, this has been lovely. Really, I would it's been great. I'm having a lovely time. I hope you're having a lovely time too.
Not really.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. There's not much I can do about that unless I can reflect what you're doing.
We haven't tried the stabbing thing yet.
We're not doing the stabbing! What's wrong with you?
There's four of us, right?
Hello.
And there's only one of it. Yeah?
So we can take it.
I'll go right up to the mirror and then I'll bow and I'll step to the side and then you should run through quickly because it'll have to step to the side because it's following what I do.
And then we stab you so he can't get back
up. No stabbing!
No stabbing.
You know, I'll steal your daggers.
If you're on that side, you can just hold him and I can come.
The guard looks both nervous and pleased.
Yeah. Let's try that then. All right.
Hello.
We do that.
Hello.
So I'll walk right up to the mirror and I'll be like very polite.
Oh, and the guard is reflecting politeness.
Yeah, and I'll be like, basically I want to bow and then like step to the side and like do a grand, you may go through gesture.
Oh, no. You may go through, says the guard. And I
say you may have a big sack of gold.
Oh, no, gold!
Fine, I run through.
The three of you pop through the mirror.
Hooray!
There's where you see that there is no, the guard has disappeared from your perspective.
Oh. Okay, I step through the mirror as well.
The puzzle was basic politeness. I was trying that.
You gave a basic politeness puzzle to four teenagers.
That's also a good point.
I realise my mistake. And I'm going to reflect on it as we set up for the next episode.
It wasn't a mistake, it just should have been the final boss. Basic civility.
Bye.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Lowry Ann Davis. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening. Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Rudy Urroz, Stacey Falcon, Ariana, Eleanor Smith Dufresne, Ken Yuen, Bruna R. Scheuer, Ben Nothing, Sandro Ortega, Quinn, Cecil with a Cool Sword, Elf Sternberg, Aster, Sam Zisk, Jay, Ally, Hearth of the Fae, Andrew Thomas, The Octopus Gallery, Nell Woodprince, What If You Were Defenseless, Penny Valine, Spark, Adam, Clara, Xenia Moritinova, Bloodsbane, Sarah Alert, Ari Gonzalez, Jake Samuels, Jack Beckwith, Micah Cartwright, Luke, John Earl, Elaine Leo, Angel K, Kay McQueen, Daria Choch, Liz Wooten, Elizabeth Wynne, September Brogan, Kindle Holland, Tom Lackow, Landon Cade, Claire C, Alexa West, Andrea R. Larson, Angel Delamore, Ray Thomas, T, and Caitlin. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out wobegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.